When the squib's ears went back in alarm, she knew she'd guessed right.
"Why don't you tell me about this new deal of yours?" she said. "And remember, I'll know if you're lying."
Sly shook his head.
"I don't think so, Blondie."
"Okay, then I'll tell you,"
Tahiri said, deciding to bluff.
"You're working for Dala now."
"Wrong,"
Sly said smugly.
"Some Jedi you are."
"I'm no Jedi. Not anymore,"
Tahiri said. She opened herself to the Force again and sensed the same boiling darkness she had felt from outside the portal, and the same outpouring of grief and anguish.
"And you didn't let me finish. You're working for Dala through her agent, an Imperial lieutenant named Lydia Pogorsky."
Sly's gaze shifted away.
"I didn't say that."
"You didn't have to,"
Tahiri replied.
"Pogorsky's in charge of Dala's election campaign. If you call starting riots a campaign."
Sly shrugged.
"It's how they do things in the Empire. Who are we to judge?"
"You have a point,"
Tahiri said, shifting to a friendlier interrogation technique. She shut off her lightsaber and motioned for Sly to stand.
"What I can't figure out is why Pogorsky came here, to Hagamor 3. This is Gatell's territory, and Gatell is on Jag's side."
"What makes you think we had anything to do with it?"
Sly demanded.
"We're just contract agents."
Even had she not sensed the squib's alarm in the Force, Tahiri would have known he was lying.
"You brought Pogorsky here because you've been here before,"
she said, quickly seeing how the pieces of the puzzle fit together.
"The Moon Maiden isn't mine. It's the lab where Gatels was developing his youth serum. The lab where you were experimented on."
Sly only blinked and tried to look innocent.
"Pogorsky was looking for a secret base of operations, one where no one would think to look for her,"
Tahiri continued, watching the squib closely.
"And she needed it to be a place where a lot of people could disappear without being noticed. Because she's not Lydia Pogorsky anymore, is she? She's something much more deadly. Something you don't understand, and that you probably wish you had never gotten involved with. Right?"
Sly's quick drop of gaze was all the confirmation Tahiri needed.
"And then things got even worse, didn't they, Sly? Fett tracked you here, because he's looking for the scientists who were experimenting on you."
The scientist who had developed the youth serum had also designed a nanokiller specifically attuned to Boba Fett's genetic code. A nanokiller that the Moffs had released into Mandalore's atmosphere, ensuring that Fett would never be able to return to his beloved world.
"Fett's not here because Dala sent him. He's here because he wants your scientists. And you couldn't stop him from going inside either. He's already gone down the tunnel to find them. Hasn't he, Sly?"
Sly's ears went straight back, and his hands flew up so quickly that Tahiri instinctively ignited her lightsaber again. But the squib's hands only went to the sides of his face, and then he spun away from Tahiri and began to whip his head from side to side so hard she feared he might break his own neck. Suddenly, he turned and hurled himself at her feet. Tahiri brought her lightsaber down, almost lopping off his head before she realized there was no aggression in his Force aura. Only panic, terror, and confusion. She deactivated the blade at the last instant, then lifted one leg just in time to avoid being knocked off her feet as the squib hit the floor beneath her. He shot out of the sentry booth into the white corridor beyond. Then, still whipping his head from side to side, he looked back and called,
"Stay out of my brain, witch!"